Artwork's Rachel Lyon introduced us to Kelsey Adams back in January. She's an Indiana University senior majoring in English with a concentration in creative writing. She's also part of our series, Artist in the Making, where we get a glimpse into the lives of emerging artists in a variety of media. Recently, Kelsey invited Rachel to accompany her to a meeting with her thesis advisor, novelist and professor of creative writing, Tony Artizzoni.
It's a Friday afternoon in February. Kelsey Adams enters Tony Artizzoni's office, having just defended her story, The Man Collector, to her thesis committee.
Hey, Kelsey, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
It's a story about a woman named Ellis who travels to Florence to meet the mother of her ex-boyfriend, Mark, who died in a car accident.
For the most part, we've got Ellis traveling by herself marvelously through a landscape and interacting with a lot of people under the umbrella of your opening sentence when Ellis sent Mrs. Stanton.
The story starts like this. When Ellis sent Mrs. Stanton, Mark's mother, a postcard after arriving in Pamplona, all it read was, "Love Spain. People in food are muy bueno. Never coming home. Hope you are well." There was a winky face after home. Originally, she had written, "People in food are delicious," but had scribbled it out with deep black lines.
Okay, so we've got this connection that they have, and then we get later the response that she's coming to see her and that she'll pay her way. And Mrs. Stanton, look at her name, it's more staunch. She wants this daughter-in-law of sorts, right? To maybe still be wearing the hair shirt and ashes, the dark veil, the widow's weeds. Instead, she comes and here's Ellis.
Since Mark's death, Ellis has moved on. She's seen other men. She's traveled.
And it pushes Mrs. Stanton to the point where she calls her a slut. That's the language of hate. I would let these two women be themselves. Mm-hmm. And then allow Ellis to move to the next plateau of her grief, or the next plateau of her self-realization.
At the beginning of the piece, Ellis puts a lock on a chain around a bridge. This is a common Italian practice.
When people are in love, they'll go and they'll scratch their names or their initials onto the lock, and then they lock it. Then you can throw the key away, and it's like this lock will never be able to be unlocked, and so the love will last forever.
But Florence is famous for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're always all different colors, and it's really just quite beautiful.
I mean, think of it. To reach the point in a romance when the two of you then buy a chain and a lock, and then scratch your initials and have the key, you know, link it and lock it, and then throw the key in the river, and oh, with the water, oh, what a lovely way to celebrate.
The question this Friday is, as it often is in meetings like this, what is going on with the ending of this story?
I thought that the main issue here involved the ending, but you see that if she returns to the lock, that might be a way of her resolving whatever issue or problem that she has.
I mean, the different things I've considered. Like, I have considered going back to the lock, and I've considered...
So you did consider that?
Yeah, I've considered having her, like, go with Mrs. Stanton and having Mrs. Stanton do a lock as well, or having her go back and finding that the lock has been cut and that it's gone.
That's interesting. Good.
Kelsey is reluctant to decide on a real ending right this minute.
What do you think?
I might actually start writing the next story before I revise this one. Because I do want to let it sit for a while.
Good.
In the meantime, Tony gives her the encouragement she needs to let it percolate.
Let's not get too philosophical here, but... Oh boy, I'm going to get philosophical. Mark's death frees her in a way. If Mark can die, anybody can die. You might as well live. So forget convention. You might as well live. And what does it mean to live? It means to be alive. It means to dance because you can. It means to celebrate. It means people and food are muy bueno. Never coming home. Hope you are well. All right? It's people and food. That's what this story is about. The story is about la dolce vita.
Tony's enthusiasm is a reminder that reading itself is an aspect of the sweet life, or la dolce vita. Whatever happens with Ellis and Mrs. Stanton and the locks, Kelsey leaves this meeting with her thesis advisor with a renewed awareness that she writes so that her work can be read with pleasure. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Rachel Lyon.
You can find this and other interviews from our Artists in the Making series by visiting wfiu.org/arts.